I was in Szombathely in 1996, a city in western Hungary that was originally Roman and where the Emperor Claudius once reigned. I was told there was a local man who wanted to meet an Irishman, and could we meet in a certain cafe? István stood out from the general crowd. He had the look of the artist about him and wore a white linen jacket with light blue stripes and with sleeves partly rolled up. He was thin and had a gaunt look. He didn't speak English and I had no Hungarian. But through an interpreter, he started talking about James Joyce and Bloomsday. It turned out that the day was celebrated in Szombathely since 1991. István described events on June the 16th in Szombathely as a wander around town that eventually ended in the casino at midnight. One day moving around town, just as in Ulysses. That grainy black and white film of Miles, Kavanagh, Con Leventhal, John Ryan and Anthony Cronin in Sandy Cove on their famous Bloomsday horse and car tour in 1954 came to mind. István told me he had a present to give to the James Joyce Centre and asked, would I bring it to a Mr. David Norris in Dublin? The present was a specially designed Bloomsday folder containing a collection of small paper art objects related to the Hungarian Bloomsday in Szombathely. It was entitled Leopold Bloom No. 5. The themes were casino-related and all presented in A5 size format, 20 cards in all, some obviously beautiful, some quirky and some just puzzling. Included was a piece of silver foil from a cigarette pack pasted on a green card, signed by the artist. A ticket to the casino was also in there. There was a family named Blum living in Szombathely in the 1800s. Some of their descendants changed their name to the Hungarian Virág, Hungarian for bloom, as in flower. Joyce may have met a member of that Virág family when he lived in Trieste. Whatever happened, a Hungarian Jew is described in Ulysses as Leopold Bloom's father Rudolf, who had come from Szombathely. István invited us for a tour of a Joyce exhibition across the road from the café. When we walked in, there was no one there except the half-asleep caretaker. A plug with a flex connected lay on the floor. István plugged it in. An air pump started to inflate a large square piece of plastic in the window, which began to take on a familiar shape. James Joyce's Pillow, said István, the title of the exhibition. It then slowly deflated, a bit like my expectations. The next object was an old bicycle saddle on a plinth. James Joyce's Bicycle. Other objects around the room were also attributed to Joyce. Back in Dublin, I arranged to meet David Norris in the Gresham Hotel. This was before it was renovated, and its old-world mahogany and brass charm surrounded us as we ordered pints of Guinness. I told the story and handed over the parcel from Szombathely. While David was expounding upon Ulysses and the Hungarian connection, a waiter passed by and dropped a full tray of empty glasses that came crashing to the floor and scattered glass everywhere. David got up with a flourish and declaimed in his own inimitable way, "Is this a Greek wedding? Can we all join in?" As it happened, the Gresham is also where the last poignant scene of Joyce's story, The Dead, plays out. This is where Gabriel and Greta spend that famous night. As we emerged from the Gresham together, it was getting dark, and just for a moment it could have been Sackville Street, with a dusting of snow, and at a window a ghost looking out at the snow faintly falling. That parcel from Hungary is, I hope, still to be found somewhere in the Joyce Centre.